Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Woohoo! Are you ready?
Yes!
I said, are you ready?
Jason Dale!
Daddy's too hot.
I like peni.
That's what she said.
This is a puck.
Hump.
I love BJ's Pab Thwabby.
PP Herder.
Blood Puddle.
First Circus.
Steven Ricker's Testicles.
He butted.
Boom chicka wow wow.
No, no touchy place.
Beer.
Broken penis.
Vitellary Filippula.
Filippuli.
Filippalapala.
Wow, 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 wow.
Use your big boy words.
La 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 la.
Who's the brains in this outfit? My point exactly.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
And here we go. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon on 96.9 FM, the Amusement Park. And we want to welcome you all into the John Peterson Show.
Hey, hey,
John
hey,
Peterson,
hey, hey.
The greatest voice in the history of the Evansville Icemen.
Agreed.
You can hear John Peterson not only on this show, but also on every home and away Iceman broadcast, as well as Iceman Live. John Peterson, unable to make the show today, so
filling in for him.
Filling in for John Peterson on the John Peterson Show here on 96.9 FM. Michael Shockley, the senior writer and webmaster for IcemanManiacs.com. Michael, thank you for taking an opportunity for the first time in 2016 to join us here on the John Peterson Show.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you.
It's your pleasure for me to be here. I'm so glad I could join you in the studio.
Yeah, well, it's this also is John Peterson's pleasure, so he doesn't have to do double duty and run on over here through the snow and ice to fill in for you
on this beautiful Wednesday live.
This beautiful Wednesday, pre-living it here. Playoffs.
So the good news is, after a 3-7-3 January, the Icemen are off to a 3-1-1 start in February.
They look good.
The bad news is, despite that, they are still just 18-23-6 overall, now 10 points out of the eighth and final playoff spot in the Western Conference. And you might not think 10 points is a huge deficit, but how big of a hole is that really?
How big is it?
That's what she said. So, the eighth best winning percentage in the Western Conference is currently .553, owned by the Colorado Eagles. And if you extrapolate that out over a full 72-game schedule, that equates to pretty much 80 points. So you figure, if you want to get in the playoffs, you got to get to right around 80 points.
Rule of thumb has always been 82 with
yes,
the broadcast.
82 is fairly safe. So, but if you want to be in the discussion, you're going to need to get to 80. Well, the Icemen currently have 42. That means to get to 80, they need 38 points in their final 25 games. And if you do the math, I know math is hard, but
math is hard.
That equates to a winning percentage down the stretch of .760. Translation, probably not going to be a problem that the Ford Center has already scheduled Monster Jam and Disney on Ice for the first 2 weeks of the playoffs.
And not looking ahead at your notes, but I got to watch a couple of games this past weekend, and I tell you what, we talked about it in the preseason that we had major concerns about the offensive ability of this team, and this team has struggled to score for the most part this whole season until Danny Hobbs comes down. And Danny Hobbs, and I haven't done my research, so if someone out there wants to post it in the Asylum or whatever else, but when Danny Hobbs comes down, he is so dynamic. He makes things happen, and he comes down, he jumps on the Levier Fawcett line as your top line. That makes your second line Moon, McDonald, and Sims, I think they were running. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Weidman and Strandberg running around on that third line being those energy guys, and it just works. And then, of course, he comes in, Hobbs comes in, he scores a bunch of goals, he gets yanked up to bingo, and there's just
that's
no
all she wrote.
That's it just, you cannot replace a talent like that.
Yeah. So you finally got to actually go to a game, didn't you?
Yep.
Was it the Comets game last Tuesday?
I went last Tuesday, and then, of course, Valentine's Day, we rolled out there for a 7 o'clock puck drop.
Impromptu.
What kind of organization can't plan for the weather? How do you not get your bus out early?
I know, right?
Why didn't they come the night before?
I know, especially the roads between Evansville and Cincinnati. I mean, we know all too well there are never any obstructions there. Nothing ever happens.
That just reeks of, hey, let's hang out at Burger King in Corydon for a while.
You know what? This is an organization that has a toilet bowl for a logo, so what do you expect?
That is true. Somehow their fans made it down. I got to sit behind them. So, but yes, one of the highlights of work was when I was told, hey, we're not going to travel for a month. I'm like, hey, that's fantastic. So all of a sudden I can get back into normal life stuff.
Yeah. So you did finally get out to a couple games. And, and was that your first time this season, isn't it? You've been able to?
No, did I? I think I made one.
Early in the season?
Yep. Mm. And the best part of it, John Peterson promised me right here on the 96.9 FM airwaves, because we were talking about Valentine's Day, that he was going to do everything in his power to make sure I didn't end up on the kiss cam. No kiss cam over 4 intermissions.
Really?
Yep. To my wife's chagrin that we continue to be 0 for kiss cam in our entire marriage career.
Hmm. I think we need to get an online petition, get a drive going to get Derek on the kiss cam.
No. I had my plan, though.
Wait. Hold on. I got the idea. Not you and your wife. It needs to be a game. Bring all the man crush over.
And
you sit in the middle, and your wife on one side, and the man crush on the other side, and we get you on the kiss cam, and you turn to your wife, and then turn back away and actually plant a big one on Man Crush, Maddie Crush.
Well, we were sitting in 117 hanging out with Soupy and Ashley and Dixie Halver, and if that kiss cam came up, I was turning right to my right to Dixie Halver and planting a big old smooch right on her cheek. So that was my plan to get out of that one.
So, anywho.
Inside
the numbers.
In this attempt for the playoff push.
Well, not so much. We're looking at more individual numbers. You talked about it a little bit with PE last week. Some of the franchise records that may be in Geo Party. We'll begin. The franchise record for goals in a season is 33. That was Brian Bisek back in our second CHL season. I don't think that's going to fall. But the franchise ECHL record is 23, set by Matt Shepke back in 2013-14. So we have two players who are within striking distance of that, and we'll discuss them. First is Dalton Levier. He has 18 goals in 42 games, so he is mathematically on pace for 28 or 29. However, he had 15 goals in his first 26 games, but just 3 in his last 16. So if he wants to get that record, he's going to have to pick it up. The same goes for Tyson Fawcett. He has 17 goals in 47 games. He is on pace for about 26. But also 15 goals in his first 23, but just 2 in his last 24. So both of them were hot and lighting it up and near the top of the league standings in scoring early this season, and they have since fallen off the face of the planet. So if either of them want to get to 23, they're going to have to pick it up a little bit, but they're still close enough that they can do it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Petey talked about it on the airwaves here with us on 96.9 FM that he felt like you could tell at a certain point in the season, teams started matching defense and checking lines against that number one line of Levier and Fawcett. So they've had a little bit harder role going, and especially with all the injuries, too, that affects the depth, which really helps you to target one line. So it'll be interesting. The other thing that gets rolled in here is, you know, it's only a couple more weeks, and if this team is not clicking at 76% in the win column, we may see some trades happening.
True.
So, and of course, Levier can't be traded, but there's going to be some playoff contenders that are definitely looking at Fawcett to bring him into the fold for the playoff push, and that could have a huge effect on things as well. Whether it's either of those two guys, well, Levier can't go because he's on an AHL contract unless he gets reassigned, but even if more depth gets traded away, it'll be even harder for those guys to click.
And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Levier does get traded, via one of the affiliate deals where, you know, another team in the ECHL may look at him and say, boy, he sure would help us out. And they talk to their AHL affiliate and work out some sort of a swap at the next level to reassign him.
We
and,
saw it with Brandon.
Player.
Was it Brandon Wong last year? Or
we
was
saw
it
with Wong. We've seen it. Kennedy was one of those deals.
Yep, that's
so,
true.
So it can happen. It's not as likely as a straight-up ECHL trade, but it can happen, and it wouldn't surprise me one bit because Levier is one of those. He has a little bit of size. He plays a style that I think is really the kind of player that you look to add this time of year. Yeah, if
he's a centerman. He can win draws. Right. He's got good speed. Yep, I agree.
And it could be one of those deals where you want to do him a solid of, you know, this team's not going to the playoffs, or if we somehow get in, we're probably not going to do anything in the playoffs. So we're going to do you a solid and send you to a team, and you can go after a championship. So we'll see. I think of those two, I think Levier is probably more likely to hit Shepke's number, but I'm not counting on it, A, because he's been ice cold lately, and B, because I won't be surprised at all if he does end up finishing the season with another team. So in another statistical note, the Icemen have a season-long goal differential of minus 29. And the team's collective plus-minus is minus 63. And that applies to the top scorers as well. Our top three scorers are Levier, who's minus 12, Nathan Moon, who's minus 10, and Fawcett, who's minus 8. But it is worth noting that fourth in scoring is a man by the name of Jordan Sims.
Unbelievable.
And he is somehow plus 14 in 39 games with this team. The franchise ECHL record for the best plus-minus in a season is just plus 10, which was set by Ty Wishart in 14 games last year before the wheels fell off. If you want to look at a full season, more than 14 games, or at least close to it, the ECHL franchise record is just plus 7, which was set by both Levier and Moon in 2013-14. The all-time franchise record is plus 24, again set by Brian Bisek back in 2011-2012. I do not think Sims will get to plus 24 and Bisek's mark, but I think he's got a very good shot of staying ahead of our ECHL record. If this team plays halfway decent down the stretch or just slightly below average as they have been, I think, you know, there's no reason to believe he can't maintain a good enough pace to say better than plus 10.
Well, he might be an interesting guy, too, as we come closer to trade deadline because he's got no ties to any affiliation, so you don't have to do any wrangling there. And he plays a really hard game. He's a guy that can play on your third line. He can play on your first line. He can play on the power play.
Right.
So, and he's probably not going to cost as much as a Fawcett or something like that.
Right.
So this could be that he could be on his way too.
Yeah, you could very well see Jordan
because
Sims.
That plus is going to stick out.
Oh yeah, on a team with the team's minus 63 put together, and he's
and
a plus 14.
And the way he plays sticks out.
Right, and I think if you are an opposing coach and you've got a need on your third line, you look at Jordan Sims and go, can I just send futures or a couple hundred bucks and pick him up? And, you know, again, talk about doing a guy a solid. If Al Sims knows this team isn't going to make the playoffs a couple more weeks down the road, if it's really looking unlikely, even unlikelier than it is now, of course he's going to want to try to do his son a solid.
Yeah.
So, and we've talked about before the link between Al and Gary Graham up in Fort Wayne. You think maybe the Comets wouldn't look at Jordan Sims and Gary Graham wouldn't call up Al Sims and say, you know what? I think I could find a spot for your kid.
Yep.
And you know that Al would do it in a heartbeat to give his son a chance on a playoff caliber team.
Yep, indeed. I agree. What's going on with the Mooner here?
One more stat of note. With 25 games left in the season, Nathan Moon is just 21 games played away from tying Josh Beaulieu for the most games played in Iceman history. Moon is currently at 138, and Beaulieu's record is 159. So if he stays healthy the rest of the season, when the 8 years of Evansville Iceman hockey comes to a close, Nathan Moon will be the last man standing as
the
most tenured Iceman player.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Who would have thought that after he got traded one game into last season?
Yeah, well, and Donnie Harris was knocking on that door for games played as well and couldn't make the roster this year and ended up in Wichita and elsewhere. But so that'll be interesting to watch as well.
Indeed.
In the show,
Yep, everyone listening to this knows that last season, goaltender Chris Driedger became the first Iceman alum to make his NHL debut, but now...
And everyone knows who is in the asylum that most people ragged on Driedger as being the reason for the team sucking horribly last year.
Indeed.
And then they all changed their tune once he made the NHL.
So now, Driedger is no longer flying solo in that prestigious club as defenseman Brent Regner made his NHL debut on February 6th. Regner has played more than 400 AHL games, spent his first 3 years in the AHL while under NHL contract. And then in 2012-13, which was his fourth pro season, he was under AHL contract with the Peoria Rivermen, who were then our AHL affiliates when we were affiliated with the St. Louis Blues. So Regner, during that season, played a whopping 2 games with the Iceman on assignment, and he was here for all of 2 games because in 2 games it became clear that he was too good to be in the ECHL. He got called back up, and he's been in the AHL ever since. Last year, he was captain of the Chicago Wolves while under NHL contract with the Blues. And then last summer, he signed a 2-year NHL deal with the Florida Panthers. He has been the captain of their AHL affiliate, the Portland Pirates, this season until he was recalled by the Panthers on February 5th, made his NHL debut on the 6th against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and now he's up to 6 games played and counting. He is still in the show, so good for him.
I have no idea who this guy is. I don't ever remember seeing him on a roster, and I don't ever remember seeing him play.
I do remember him because I think both of his games with the Iceman were home games, and it was one of those players where the second you saw him, it was like, what's he doing here? This guy's too good. He's a puck-moving defenseman. The one thing that probably hurts him is he's smallish. He's like 5'10", 165 or whatever. But when you saw the way he read the play and his speed and the way he moved the puck, it was clear that he didn't belong at this level and he should be in the AHL. And that's why he's only got 2 career ECHL games played. And so congrats to him. It's always good to see another Iceman alum make it to the show.
And those Panthers are playing some really good hockey.
Yes, they are.
They are the real deal.
It's the power of the Jager mullet.
Yes. Well, obviously. Obviously. Wouldn't that be great if like that craze came back?
Assuming they make the playoffs, and they probably will, that needs to be a thing. Like, there needs to be a serious push. Like, people need to be wearing fake mullets to games and stuff.
Well, forget the playoff beard, the playoff mullet.
There you go.
Everyone start growing them out.
Yeah.
Shockers Hockey Rocks Song of the Week.
So this past Sunday was not only Valentine's Day, it also marked 24 years since the theatrical release of a little film called Wayne's World. It came out on Valentine's Day in 1992. So originally released in 1975, this song found a second life thanks to that film, and it was one of my favorite intermission tunes during our Swander days because... never failed. People would sing along and bang their heads at the appropriate times. It is widely considered one of the greatest rock songs ever made, and it's from the late, great Freddie Mercury and Queen. This is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
To me, a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro. Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Youthink has been an outreach to inner city and area youth for over 20 years. Home of a coffee house, a vintage store, radio station, and music venue, Youthink has run solely on the donations of supporters. Donation is easy, online, and secure. Visit our website, wiredwiredwired.com. Click to donate and join our Youthink family of supporters.
Now, Iceman Insights with Michael Shockley.
And Daddy.
And Daddy.
And we're back, segment two, here on the Amusement Park, 96.9 FM, John Peterson Show. And stepping in for John Peterson today, Michael Shockley, senior writer, webmaster, IcemanManiacs.com, the shocker, the dirty D, music bomb, mad speculation by the mad scientist, Dr. Dirty D.
100% free of facts, because the truth hurts way more than just making stuff up. So for those who have not been with us lately, last season the Mad Scientist gave us a crash course on a variety of medical ailments. We learned about gelatinous tubercles of purulent ossification, leprosy, ruminating virulence, and viento borrascoso. We were schooled on erratic palpitations of the human spirit, telltale hearts, and abnormalities of the claustrospelunker. Ouch. We were taught to treat somnambulism with an antiseptic bloodbath, to treat officium defunctorum with stereotaxic atrocities, and to treat spectrophobic dementia via immersion in earthenware pots to produce absolute body quiescence.
I don't make this stuff up.
We were introduced to the horrors of a ruptured schizix, of proprioception, and of finding oneself besprinkled in scarlet horror. We discover the unspeakable terrors of being invaded by the dreaded parasite known as Architeuthis, which sounds like a dinosaur. And last but certainly not least, we discuss the personal hell that is the most agonizing injury of all, a broken penis.
Peni.
And then this past December, the Dr. Dirty D returned to wax poetic about a new medical evil known as Caixa de Reva. And now, by popular demand, The mad scientist is back again, and this may be his toughest case yet.
By popular demand?
By Dr. Dirty D's demand, he is back again. The Icemen have played 47 games this season. Jarrett Lucan, the team's captain, in theory at least, has played just 9 of them. He's been in and out of the lineup all year. Played 4, missed 9. Played 2, missed 5. Played 1, missed 1. Played 1, missed 8. Played 1, and now he has missed the last 15 and counting.
Sounds like me with the Red Dragons.
The athletic trainer of the Icemen, Sean Berbrick, master of specificity, says it's a lower body injury. Head coach Al Sims is slightly more specific and says it's a back injury. But regardless of where it is, the recurring injury is a mystery that has everyone puzzled, baffled, perplexed, and flummoxed. Everyone, that is, except the Dr. Dirty D. They've tried everything with Lucan, but all the King's horses and all the King's men still haven't figured out how to put him together again. But as per usual, the mad scientist has the ever so elusive answers. So, Dr. Dirty D, what is this confounding mystical ailment that so frustrates Mr. Lucan, and how, pray tell, can he be fixed once and for all?
Well, you see, both people are right, the head trainer Sean Berbrick as well as coach, lower body injury and back injury. You think, how can they both be right? Well, what the captain is struggling with here is a duplicitous adamans.
I beg your pardon?
A duplicitous adamans. And what that is, it's broken buttocks.
Oh, so no. It's
that lower back, glute muscle area, potentially a tear, a strain, something in there. So, but yes, the duplicitous adamans has got him in the behind.
So how do you spell adamans for those who want to look this up on WebMD?
A-N-D-A-M-A-N-S, just the way it sounds.
And demands. Wow.
So you would think it would be a groin injury, but no, it's actually the backside.
So they say lower body and they say back, so it's actually sort of in between those two. Yep. in the buttocal vicinity.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, but not the coccyx.
It's not the coccyx. That's totally different.
That's totally different.
So, yep. So what is the treatment for this? How do we get him back in the lineup once and for all?
Well, it's going to take rest and ice. You know, your typical strains, tears, and everything else. If you want to go the holistic medicine route, maybe, you know, try a few things out of your typical Tylenol and painkillers and icing and stuff like that. You could try some flowering chamunda.
Flowering chumbawamba?
Flowering chamunda.
Chamunda.
It's like a mold that flowers, and you can steep it and turn it into a drink, and that could affect the buttocks and the muscles around that area.
And again, for those who want to look this up on WebMD, how do you spell chamunda?
Chamunda.
Oh.
Yes.
Phonetic. Hooked on phonics work for
there
me.
You go. Duplicitous adamans, what the captain's struggling with, and maybe some flowering chamunda. Don't know if the training staff's got that on hand, but may be able to try Paradise Organics over in Newburgh or something like that. There you go.
If not, go to Colorado. You can find something there.
See, Petey, it's so easy to speculate.
Yeah.
He was on here last week talking about that's a no-no for broadcasters. Pshaw.
I will give Petey a dollar if he actually says this. As if it's serious, yeah. After the injury report one of this weekend's games.
Speaking of upcoming games,
the Icemen play 4 road games in 5 days coming up. This Friday at Tulsa, then Saturday and Sunday at Missouri, and next Tuesday, the 23rd, at Cincinnati against the Toilet Bowls. That is the game that was originally scheduled for this Tuesday, the 16th. And was rescheduled for, I don't know, a concert or something.
I was looking at that.
I don't know why it was. Last year they moved a game against us because of Cher.
Yep, that's
true. I don't know who they moved it for this year.
Who knows? But I was looking at this Missouri team, 38-6. He's kind of running away with the Western Conference. And I was just taking a look at it, and their head coach is Richard Mathvichuk, former Dallas Stars defenseman.
You want to try that again?
Richard Mathvichuk.
Richard Mathvichuk,
yes. Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Mathvichuk?
You sound like you were drunk the first time.
We do have a studio attendance
that's true, yes.
Shaken loose here a little bit.
Who is that? She looks familiar.
Yeah, it's the Ivy Spy. You want to say anything on Iceman Insights?
I'm going upstairs to get my littlest pet.
All right, and falling off my chair. So, time fillers.
You're not the only one who's been drinking. How much time do we have?
Negative 1 minute.
do we really? How about that NHL All-Star game?
How about that NHL?
How about that John Scott story?
How about the NHL that can take something totally stupid and gimmicked up and everything else and then complain when the fans gimmick it up when you give them the power to gimmick it up? Does that make any sense at all? That is a well-run organization.
Isn't
right
it, though? Yep. But it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I thought from all the things I saw, Nashville did a fantastic job hosting it, which is no surprise.
Nope.
But it was a lot of fun, and it was one of those things that the whole thing with John Scott, if you had gone to a Hollywood studio with what happened and told them, let's make a movie and this is what's going to happen, they would have laughed you out of the studio. Yeah. There's no way that's going to happen.
I don't even think Jay Baruchel would have put it on screen.
And sure enough, it was magical. It's one of those things that just organically happened. And as much as people bash the NHL for trying to keep him out of the game, the fact that they tried to keep him out of the game added to the lore of what ended up happening.
It's that doesn't excuse it.
No, it doesn't. But you're never going to recreate that kind of an event again. That it may go down as the most memorable NHL All-Star game ever, which, considering that it's a game that ultimately doesn't mean anything, it's that's maybe a low bar. But still, it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it.
He is Michael Shockley, the senior writer, the webmaster of IcemanManiacs.com. You can go to IcemanManiacs.com for all of your roster and injury news. And you are listening to The Amusement Park and Iceman Insights on 96.9 FM, WYIR.
It has been a pleasure to keep John Peterson's seat warm.
Yes.
Hopefully,
yes, indeed.
Hopefully at some point you'll have me back to do it again.
We will see. We will see what John Peterson's schedule is.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't know when our next show will be. Stay tuned to IcemanManiacs.com once we sort out when our next show will be with me filling in for John Peterson. I will post it on IcemanManiacs.com so you'll know when you can hear my muckety-muck voice instead of the man with the golden pipes.
He's pretty smooth.
Yeah, he is. Music bomb. We'll see you on the radio.
The puck is in. The home team wins the good old hockey game.